Y'all, we have made it to the last session of the day. We have a great speaker lined up for us. It is Dee Dee Church, and she's an experienced attorney. She's presented at other UTCLE conferences, and we're just lucky to have her here today to wrap up today's conference. So join me in welcoming Dee Dee Church as she helps us learn about interacting and dealing with difficult people.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for sticking around. It is my singular goal to make you glad that you did. If only I had the no traffic will be waiting for you magic wand, right? My name is Dee Dee Church. I am really happy to be here, and I want to start off talking to you about tacos. I don't post a lot on social media other than LinkedIn, so please reach out if you'd like, but I do believe in the power of social media to uplift people and organizations. And in my neighborhood here in Austin, we got a new taco shack. It's not Taco Shack. It's a new taco place, actually replacing our Taco Shack. But and I thought the tacos were pretty good, and I want new businesses to thrive in my neighborhood. So I went on my neighborhood Facebook page, and I wrote a note about the new taco place. And I said, I thought it was pretty good, and maybe we should try to support it. And within 24 hours, I got 108 exactly, responses to my post. Now, what do you think people said? Right? Yeah, that's what you would think, because all of us have an opinion about every single thing today. But guess what? They all agreed. Can you believe it? I'm here to tell you that while we are searching for common ground, we must always talk about tacos. That's it. I've had a few days to think about this now. This happened on Sunday, this past Sunday, and the armchair sociologist in me, I think I have kind of figured this out. I think that we are so tired of conflict and so tired and just fatigued from everybody bigger than ourselves telling us that we're at odds, that when we see an opportunity to find common ground, we grasp it, right? Whether it's tacos or whatever it may be. But in my professional capacity, other than a taco reviewer, I lead a group of 15 recovering lawyers, and we work in your world occasionally. We function as level one and two investigators and hearings officers and appellate officers, and it seems to me that there is conflict in your world. And maybe you would agree with me that it's getting worse and worse. And so what I'd like to do today is share with you the results of my own personal research that I've been working on, because I am struggling in my professional capacity and my personal capacity, and I'll tell you more about that, to figure out how to get along with other people. When did I lose that ability, right? When did I become so sure that other people around me were unworthy? And so if you'll bear with me, I'm going to share some of this research with you. I tried to put in sources where I could, but if you are interested in this or you want more information, please reach out. It's something that we're not going to solve today, but it's definitely something that I'm committed to working on. And my name again is Dee Dee Church, and my email is just dd@ddchurch.com. So I'd love to hear from you. I forgot to ask how to use this. So do you just press this? Oh, it's so easy. Oh, good. Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to start with a little quiz because I love a warm-up, and I know y'all have been sitting and thinking all day. So if you need to stand up, please do, or walk to the back or stretch. This is going to be a fun group, 45 minutes together or 30 minutes. All right, here's your first question. It's a true false. You can respond out loud, or you can give me a thumbs up for true or a thumbs down from false. Lawsuits related to areas like free speech and student discipline have increased by 10% over the past 6 years. What do you guys think? Let me see it. Up, down, true, true. Where are my cynics? What do you guys think? It's actually more. I knew it. I knew you'd get it. And guess what? It is. They've actually gone up by 21%. And this is from the National School Boards.